you need to build your network from wherever you are. You know, if you're in San Francisco and you find that it's an appreciation market, very much like Hawaii, where, you know, there's not a lot of cash flow opportunities, you know, that you may find here in St. Louis, you know, you need to develop a network or tap into that network that you may or may not know you even have. You know, reach out to those Facebook friends or those college friends of yours or military friends that you may have maybe lost contact with. But, you know, ask them what they're doing. How's their market doing? How's their, you know, what are they doing with their lives? And so networking is really huge, because then from there you leverage their potential resources to get boots on the ground.
You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls,
investors, entrepreneurs, and best friends.
Two millennial Midwesterners who started a real estate side hustle and now own $40 million in rentals without using any of our own money.
Now we're two average guys teaching other people how to use real estate investing to create financial freedom and generational wealth.
If you're ready to learn how to take control of your future using real estate investments the simple way and have fun while doing it, you're in the right place.
Let's start today's show.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam and this is Luke.
Keola today.
Keola today. We have a special guest for you today. Yeah, I am super excited to chat with Keola. He went from following me on TikTok to chatting on the phone with me to being in our mastermind to being in our mentorship to now working at Faster Freedom as one of the coaches. So we're going to get into his story and his journey, and we're going to frame everything today with Keola's story, Kiki as I'll call him.
Let's go.
We're going to frame everything with A, he's crazy, know that, and B, we are going to talk about how he's done it all up until this point remotely. Now he's investing where he lives, but he bought 8 rental properties in his first 10 months, living in Hawaii, investing in the Midwest here in Missouri. So I know that was a lot. Don't worry. You're not only going to hear from me, you're going to hear from Kiki, but I just wanted to frame this in that Keola's got an awesome story. He's an awesome dude, but then there's also lessons to be learned in his mindset and a lot of tactical things that he'd done to be able to invest from Hawaii, time zones away. How many miles is that from here?
4,500.
4,500 miles away, and he owned, you know, probably about $1 million worth of real estate in St. Louis from 4,500 miles away. All right.
Yeah.
Kiki, talk about finding
Man,
me.
Man, I tell you what, unbelievable. So my son, who was 9 at the time, was like, hey, you know, Dad, have you ever heard of TikTok? And I was like, what? Tic-tac? What's that?
Tic-tac?
Yeah. And he was like, you know, you need to check this out. There's some really good videos in here and stuff. And
I look at it. After looking at the girls, you saw mine?
Yeah, yeah. I saw you and you had a wig on and stuff. And it was like, yeah, let's go. But, you know, quite honestly, it was, I was looking for an opportunity to get back into real estate and serendipitously found, you know, you on TikTok and explored it. And I kind of stalked you, social media stalked you.
I like
on all platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, whatever I could find information on. And I think at the time you had like 60 doors or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have grown tremendously in such a short period of time. And I knew that you were, it seemed like you were really genuine on the TikToks and all of the social medias. And that's what I think really attracted, you know, me towards pursuing you guys and DMing you on Instagram and chiming in on everything that I had that, you know, that I could do to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think was where it really started. And then from there, got my sloth socks on too, by the way.
I like it. I love
BT Dub.
We have a few Christmas. People watch this. Most people listen, but we each are wearing Jordan shoes today. It's the 23rd of November when we're recording this. So it's Jump Man Day.
Let's go.
So you found me on social media and you, got involved in the networking community, which I tell you to do. You just happen to do it remotely.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that, but that was what, probably 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago?
Yeah, so November of 2020, I had a conversation with you.
So that's almost exactly two years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And in the next 2 years, you have now have how much do you own in real estate? How many doors and how much do you own?
So we have 32 doors. And
that's life-changing, FYI, in just 2 years.
Yeah, it was actually like it's a little bit shorter time than that. It was like 18 months total.
Bragging.
But it just goes to show you that if you're around the right people, they've already blazed a trail, and that's what you and Lucas have done, you know, for me and Brian Schroeder have blazed that trail. So it's much easier for us, You know, if we just take what you guys have teach, we apply it, and application is, and activity is so important. You get the results. So stop worrying about the results. Just put in the activity. I think that's really key.
Yep. So you went from, you know, zero doors at the time. I know you had dabbled in the past in real estate. Yeah. Now to 32, worth probably what?
I don't know. I'd just say like $3.5 million somewhere.
Yeah,
in there.
So you know, multi-million-dollar rental portfolio easily. None of your money, following all of our methods. So now you are one of the coaches of the mentorship.
Yeah.
We were a star student, and I have two coaches in the mentorship, and both of them, don't worry, this isn't a mentorship pitch to those that are listening. But we have the mentorship, and what we've kind of done, and I like is I'm involved. I created the videos, but the people that are where you guys are have recently grown from zero to where you are, you and the other coach, Cam. That's much more relatable. You guys are better coaches than I would be. I get frustrated. You guys do an awesome job, and you guys are just taking what I've kind of shown you. You've made it your own. You've created things better, and you've improved it. And now you're doing, you know, multiple coaching calls a week and helping people grow their portfolio there in your shoes 18 months ago.
Yeah. So recently we just launched, we're piloting a little 15-minute conference, you know, consult calls to kind of help our students give support. And I think we've done almost 100 calls in the past, you know, month and a half or so.
Is that crushing it?
That's crushing it, man. You know, and we do that because we really care about our students. You know, we really want them to be successful. And I think by adding that value to, you know, to our platform and our program, is going to pay huge dividends. You know, the difference between value and income, right? Like the more value that we can give to our students, and the students that see that value translates hopefully into income in some sort of form. Maybe if that's equity, or if that's, you know, actual, you know, money gained, you know, in that. So
I agree. And I used to kind of shy away from saying we had a mentorship just because there was the haters out there. Yeah. But now I'm embracing it. I have thousands of hours of free content on social media. I spend tens of thousands of dollars a month on social media, giving away free information. I have people message me saying they're taking action from our free social media. However, some people want more, and they want to get that fast track, that blaze trail. I think Alex Ramosi, who everybody is just like, you know, fawning over for good reason. I think he said, I saw one of his short form videos. He's like, if I made $75,000 a year after taxes, I would spend after taxes and my living expenses, I would spend every single dime on somebody else's knowledge via some type of education platform. Yeah. So we have that education platform. We have over 800, I think, and 50 students now maybe that own almost $200 million in real estate between the students and the coaches in that group. So that is already and is going to be the number one education platform for real estate in the entire country, real estate investing.
Yeah, and what I think is huge too is that, you've also taken the time to get educated and invested in programs that then have transferred into me and then into our students. So that investment that you personally, you and Lucas have made, has been so instrumental in a lot of people's growth. So, you know, that ripple effect that you've had on other people's lives is absolutely amazing. And I don't think that you'll ever know the true, you know, impact that you have. And I don't think it's really for you to really keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely making an impact on in the real estate world and people's lives.
I love you.
Love you too, buddy.
All right. Okay. So now we got the mushy stuff over with. I just wanted to give you a little bit of background. Without saying it, we just kind of wing this episode a little bit, but I purposely was like, let's just get him on here and let's just talk. And I wanted you to see his mindset and his, you know, where he came from. This is the mindset of a successful person. I think I just did a story on Instagram that did really well. I'll probably create more content around it. I can tell in 5 minutes if somebody's successful or not by just listening seeing what they wear, whatever, that doesn't matter. But if I'm with somebody and we're talking about Alex Ramosi, a successful person, right? Just to use that example again, if somebody is jealous or they diss him and they say this, that, or he's did this and they like kind of knock him down, I promise you that they're not successful. But if somebody's like, that's incredible, how did he do that? They're curious. Jealous people are usually not successful. Yeah. Curious people are, and people with the mindset you have also. You're already extremely successful. You've already blazed a trail for your family for a few generations at least, but you're going to do a lot more. So wanted to give him that platform so you could hear how incredible he is. Thank you. Let's talk. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, but let's talk about what I would like to do for the next few minutes is talk about some big main key points that you have seen, experienced, heard for brand new investors to get the ball rolling. We'll talk a little bit about how to do it remotely because I have we have a ton of students in California and Hawaii, actually in New York and these markets that invest, and we're actually going to come up with something. I'm winking because it's a surprise. Come up with something here where maybe we can help them invest locally here in St. Louis because we have the resources. But aside from that, let's just focus on how to be a successful brand new real estate investor, some tips, some tips of the trade, and then we'll get into some specifics on remote investing because I think a lot of my audience doesn't want to or can't invest in their backyard.
Yeah, I think initially you really need to invest in yourself and become you got to change your association. I think your association is so important to helping you thrive in anything that you do, whether or not it's real estate or just business in general. You know, I think that's number one. You have to get around different mindsets and growth mindsets. And so if you're not doing that, that would be my first recommendation. Second recommendation that I would recommend that you do is to take some money and invest in education, whatever capacity that is for you or whatever that looks like for you, just invest in your own education. Third is, you know, don't listen to the haters. There's going to be people out there that are negative, and it might even be your own family. It might be your mom, your dad, your auntie, your uncle, you know, it might be your best friend.
Did you say auntie or aunt?
Auntie.
You said auntie?
Yeah, man.
Is that auntie. A Hawaiian
thing? That's a Hawaiian thing, yeah. So,
is it?
Yeah.
That's a Hawaiian thing and an old person thing.
Yeah. You want to, get away from that negativity and fill your mind with good thoughts and just get positive.
So you notice he's not saying, go find this distressed property, go, get these rehabbers, go, that all stuff. We can talk about
for sure,
but you're going to learn that. Luke's and I just recorded an episode on, I don't know if it's come out yet, but I think it actually came out today, but 80% of what you're going to learn is going to be on the job, and it's just going to be like coming at you, and you're going to be agile, and you're going to make it work, and you're going to, you're going to consult other people, and you're just going to plow through. But that 20% just sets you up to be successful with that 80%. Like this is the new 80-20 rule. Like you just talked about, tips that can really help people be successful. Unfortunately, most people want exactly tactical, go to this meetup and say this. That's not how it works. That is just through experience. But we have the best mentorship out there. I know there's a ton of other good ones, but I'll throw ours against anybody's. Yet, maybe we teach you 25% and you learn 75% on the job, while other mentorships are 80-20. But you're gonna only learn it by doing it. But being more successful, having that other 75 or 80% be more impactful, you have to have a mindset like you. You have to have those things that you're talking about and, setting it up and building that foundation mentally before you can do the physical part.
Yeah, 100%. You got to build that foundation. You hit it right on the head. And building that foundation, sometimes you got to take out the trash. I think your house is your mindset is a house, and you got to build a good foundation. You got to build a good structural wall and a good roof, that kind of shelters you from the storms that may be coming towards you. So you got to create these boundaries sometimes, I think, in that as you're growing. And then from that, then all the details really start to make sense. And I think the cool thing about, you're learning a new language, right, on how to become the best version of yourself. And sometimes that takes a while to understand. And then through that, you're able to become multilingual, meaning now you can understand the world of real estate. Now you can understand the world of business because that language transcends into that, right?
So. Yeah, no, 1,000%. Yeah, it's just goes, not to get on the soapbox here, but everybody just wants something now. They want that get rich quick scheme. But what we offer is a get wealthy for sure plan. You just have to stick to it. You have to have the right mindset. You have to understand that you got 32 doors in 18 months faster than pretty much anybody I know. My first 18 months, I didn't get 32 doors. Now, obviously, I've done, bigger chunks in an 18 month period since in the past few years. Shoot, we bought $25 million in 18 months, but not the first 18.
Yep.
part of the reason is I didn't have your mindset at first. I feel like I really embraced that mindset maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago max, when I started to post on social media and see that the actual proof is in the pudding of people talking about mindset, this, that, oh, they're just selling a course, oh, yeah, they're just hyping up, they don't know what else to say. But it's as soon as I embrace it, and you did it way earlier than I did in your investing career, and it shows. You got to 32 doors in 18 months, not because of your relationship with me, because of your mindset. And you may say differently, but it's mainly because of your mindset.
You helped me speak another language. That was, but the first language I needed to understand was my, like, who I was as a person, and build that framework of that mindset. And then from there, I was able to take in, you know, what you were teaching, because there was no ego involved. And I think sometimes we let our ego and our formal education get in the way of our learning. You and Lucas are younger than me. And if I looked at his age, you know, being a factor, and I was like, well, I'm older, I should have more experience, or I should have.
But you're better looking, knowledge. So that helps.
Well, yeah, duh. but, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, find someone, you know, who you relate with, who can help you get to where you want to go, and be a good fruit inspector. And whoever has fruit on the tree, man, you know, you probably want to go where they are and see if you can capture some of that. So
I like it. That's my man, Kiki. I love it. All right. Yeah. So I think we've hammered home the point a little bit that, these are the type of people that, you know, we gravitate to and that tend to gravitate to us. And something like Kaola, we saw his talent, and he literally moved from Hawaii to work in our family of companies out here. He started out with the local lending company, and now he works with Faster Freedom now exclusively as our coach of our mentorship, and also Faster Freedom Capital, you know, the loan officer and relationship manager for our national hard money lending company, which, if you didn't know we have one, go to fastfreedomcapital.com. However, you bought 8 doors in less than a year from Hawaii. So talk about some of the things. This can be mindset, but let's get a little tactical here if you don't mind.
Sure.
Let's talk about some things that you did, because so many people, like, I live in San Francisco. Rentals don't work out here, so I'm not going to buy rentals. Right. And the mindset should be, how can I still? Because there is a way to do it. So we can talk about mindset. I'm good with that.
Yep.
But give people some background into how they can be successful investing remotely, because Hawaii is about as far away as you can get in the United States and invest in the Midwest.
Still. Well, I think quite honestly, you need to build your network from wherever you are. You know, if you're in San Francisco and you find that it's an appreciation market, very much like Hawaii, where, you know, there's not a lot of cash flow opportunities, you know, that you may find here in St. Louis, you know, you need to develop a network or tap into that network that you may or may not know you even have. You know, reach out to those Facebook friends or those college friends of yours or military friends that you may have maybe lost contact with. But, you know, ask them what they're doing. How's their market doing? How's their, you know, what are they doing with their lives? And so networking is really huge, because then from there you leverage their potential resources to get boots on the ground and formulating those, I was committed to the LRA, which was the original Faster Freedom program, of waking up in, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning from Hawaii to be on a 10 a.m.
every single week.
Yeah, every week. And so get, commitment on those early meetings. If you're in California and you want to invest in the Midwest, you know, that's a 2-hour difference. Well, adjust your calendar to, you know, to what you want to do. Make it work. Make it happen. And then, you know, from California to the Midwest or wherever you decide to invest in is, you know, but make sure you prioritize your budget and get your money right as far as what you can do as far as traveling, and get boots on the ground and actually meet people, meet lenders, meet your hard money lenders, meet your contractors, meet everybody that you possibly can. Get connected with the local RIA that you, in the market that you want to invest in.
Speaking of that, how would you suggest someone picking a market? And I'll throw in some. You go first, and then unless you want me to go first, and you can clean it up.
Go ahead.
Okay. And this is something I don't talk about a ton, because we had this conversation, just because I know how to do it, and Kaola did it. I kind of taught him how to do it a little bit, I just don't do it. We're going to probably start to invest around the country, but it's something that if you don't know me or know, like, I'm not going to talk about something I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to pretend to be an expert on something. So, but from my experience talking to people like you and people that have done it at a high level like you, and even higher, is picking somewhere where you have a connection. There's 90% of the markets in the United States work for the BRRRS method, work exactly how I teach. You can own however much real estate you want without using any of your own money, but pick a market where you know somebody. Is maybe Tulsa a better market than the suburb of Chicago? Yes. But if you have a relative, a friend, a sibling, somebody you know, you went to college with, that you know and trust, that lives in the suburb of Chicago, pick that market. It's not as ideal as Tulsa or St. Louis, but it still works. So pick a market that works, but that you have a local connection, somewhere you don't mind visiting every once in a while. You know, ideally get out there a couple times a year, but you don't have to. But if there's somebody that you know will go look at a house for you, and you can give them a split of the profits, you can give them an ownership in your LLC, it's well worth it to have somebody you trust. But somebody that can go meet people and is willing to, you do all the hard work, the legwork, but they go meet people a couple times a month, maybe at projects, checking in on things, that is invaluable. So picking somewhere, there's most people in these markets like Hawaii and LA, New York, they're transplants. So they have people in other places that they know. They didn't grow up there. So anyways, how would you either improve upon that statement or kind of maybe poke holes in or talk a little bit about it?
Yeah. So what I did was I just leveraged another network, like a business network, BNI, and that was a great tool to use just to find people in the St. Louis market. And this isn't a pitch for them, but it was a resource that I used, and then I cultivated relationships from there, and then branched out from there. So there's Chamber of Commerce, there's all sorts of other resources that you can use to find contractors. And then what I did was with the contractor, I just had him walk the property, have him give me a bid. And that was, he was like, I'll walk the property if I know that I can get the work.
Okay.
And so that was kind of like a you're right, bud. that was one of those things where, through the relationship over multiple walkthroughs, that he was really looking out for how much work he had to do. So then that gave him an estimate of what it was going to cost, et cetera. So that's more of the tactical side of things. But
people need that, mindset. Some people have tactical and no mindset. Some people have the mindset, no tactical. So, we got to hit all the
resources are really important. I think connecting with whoever it is that you need to is number one. Number two, is identifying your buy box is so important. Understanding the zip codes. I like anchor tenants in my market, meaning, I like box stores that are, have stood the test of time. Maybe that, they got a 30, 40 year plan. Well, guess what? I have a 30, 40 year plan too. So if I can be in alignment with some of those box stores that tend to attract different buyer for that area, a residential buyer, meaning, if it's a dual income, no kids type of, I'll just say it, Chick-fil-A, a Costco, those type of anchor tenants in those markets, I know that they've got a 30, 40 year plan. I want to put my property in alignment with that because I know it's going to sustain. So that's kind of a little tactical there for you.
I like it. There's so much, there's so many ways to break down buy boxes. And things like that. So that's perfect because we can get into the age of the property. And
exactly.
We don't need to get into all that. This is a little higher level.
How many
right
bedrooms?
Now. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. No, that's huge. So it can be done in person. It can be done remotely. You just have to know the right people, have the right mindset, and you can make it work no matter where you're at.
Yeah, and I think too is teaming up, with a support program that you can ask questions.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be ours.
It doesn't have to be ours.
If you want to be successful, you need to get involved in some. I'm confident enough to say that now.
Because I remember when I first got started in real estate and the guy that I was kind of my mentor, we were just doing fix and flips, and he didn't want to teach me any of that, the practical stuff. He was like, this is what it is. This is what you do. More of the hard labor work, which is great, and
it's
I took
fine.
A lot of
sounds
value.
Like it's working hard, not smarter.
Right, it is, but he didn't have the time or the time to educate me about all the business side of things or the behind the scenes type of stuff. So that would be my other thing is to find an educational platform that allows you to be a part of a community where you can ask questions, and that's what's really cool about us is that we're not there to judge you. We want to help you with where you are and that's important to us. Yeah,
I love it. If so, it's a little bit different episode. Obviously, Lucas is under the weather, so this was a lot of fun. If you got value out of this, you want me to do more Kikis, then make sure to shoot me a message on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, at Sam Faster Freedom, and also it'd be cool if you want to see more of these type of episodes and listen to me talking to people that are in the field doing it all day, every day. Make sure to give this podcast a review. We can look and see the review date, so I'll know that you reviewed this podcast and gave us a 5-star rating and talked about it in your review. So we would appreciate that. Now, I'm going to say something, and you're supposed to say, it'd be cooler if you did. You don't have to give us a review, but
it'd be cooler if you did.
Awesome. Good work, Kiki. Loved it, man. We'll have you back. Appreciate it.
Love you too, buddy. Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message, and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.